This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What is strangely shaped mean to you?
Like, not, just like oddly proportioned. Like, thick forearms, thin wrists.
J.K. Simmons.
In a way, but more of like a Ben Franklin hair.
You're oddly What's proportioned. You're oddly proportioned.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
broad
way.
Shoulders and thin ankles. You're like a bowling pin upside down.
It's not wrong.
That's why you're calling it out. Because you're clearly like insecure about it.
Every suit I've ever had has been a weird double buy where I get a 44R and then I have to get that tapered pant a size down.
So you'll go to a kid's suit place for your legs and then a big right. and tall store for your chest.
I'm Johnny Bravo with a fat ass.
That's a great Tinder bio.
No, like we can be interested.
We can be interested.
Sorry, it's not like me to not be ready off the bat.
I'm yep. afraid it's going to be a loud song off the top.
Yeah.
See, that's a nice soft intro, right, to the show. I mean,
you cut so many times in between the song.
Skipped around willy-nilly.
It's definitely not going to resonate well with the audience.
Yeah, I thought it was going right into the chorus, and then it wasn't.
Also, I don't know if we can use that. Like,
what's that?
That was a long clip of a copywritten song. It's like,
yeah.
Places are starting to flag that.
If we talk about it. And critique it right
maybe.
Now or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get away
maybe
with
let's
it.
Do yeah. Ferris on the Kazoo and we'll replace it. But that was Summer Breeze by Summer and Crofts, I think. What is it called? Crofts and Bailey?
Yeah.
Ceiling
I think
Crofts.
You have no to idea. Like, you have to edit the audio of it. Otherwise, like, it'll get flagged by Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll even let you upload this episode with such large chunks of unbroken copywritten music, especially at the top like that. Was it necessary? Are we going to talk about the song or you just needed to play something? And you used that song.
Can Ferris cut in the Zoom recording in progress sound?
Yeah, we all deserve to hear it. It's not just us.
Recording in progress.
Johnny Villa. I mean, you're an Aston Martin man, Villa. Johnny. Bravo.
I guess so. You made like 5 different references. Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Rockets.
Aston Martin. Aston Villa.
Yeah. You haven't been on the show in like a couple of months.
Yeah, I've just been grinding at HeadGum, kind of locked away in the quarantine room, just doing sales stuff.
Yeah. What I said to you before we started recording that I walked back to my computer after you guys joined and I thought you were me. Because we have the same hair, the same skin tone, and kind of the same facial hair going right now.
Yeah, you're both rocking a little mustache.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been inspired throughout this entire time at HeadGum. Everyone has some semblance of facial hair. I felt very left out,
yeah.
So I needed to grow some.
Yeah. Are you going to, what's the plan for you New Yorkies? Are you guys going to go back to the office soon, or what's the deal? Or is it like going to be optional, clothing optional, as it were?
Obviously not that part, but yeah, I mean, soon, probably as early as next week, we can go back to the office, which is exciting. I haven't been there in a while, but.
Johnny, you've never been there.
No, I've never been.
Are you excited?
Absolutely. It's going to be a real treat to see everybody in person and kind of shake their hands because we can't hug yet.
Yeah.
But I'll shake their hands.
That's cool.
I'm excited to go back. I'm excited to have like a little desk again.
Yeah.
And see everyone. We have a nice little roof deck, so hopefully we can work out there. That'll be fun.
I'm envious. I really am, because I got word from Marty that we might not be in the new LA office until July because of some structural construction. And that can't help but send me back to that dark place where I'm working out of my own house alone because my roommate George Saba got a new job and is working on set.
Well, congrats to George, first of all.
Yeah.
That's great news for
totally.
Him.
For George, for sure. I'm lonely.
Great for George.
That's what I was saying.
Great. But like, you should be happy for him for like getting a gig and stuff.
No, I'm
it's
happy
pretty
for
exciting.
Him. I'm happy. Hey, I'm happy for him.
How's his wine going?
It's actually really fucking good. I mean, you should come over and try it.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I'll come
a
over
sneer.
And try the wine. I don't want to do that. Like, don't invite me to shit like that. Let's just get into the show. Tell me when we're rolling. I'm speeding, by the way.
Yeah, we've been speeding for 6 minutes, obviously.
Oh.
We synced.
Okay. All right. Ask me again.
You should come over and try the wine.
That sounds awesome. I'd love to. I'm not really a wine guy, but I think I can get into it. I'm excited to like see you and Saba and like maybe we can get a little wine drunk. A little late May wine drunk.
That's fun, but like I can't help but not move on from about 20 seconds ago when you were kind of really rude about the wine. So like I didn't think
we were recording.
Right.
His change in like facial like countenance and everything was really jarring, to be honest.
I thought we were like offline,
now he's
like talking
on.
To you like yeah.
And then what if I said that I'm not recording right now?
Fucking leave me alone. Keep my name out of your mouth. I don't want to see you.
Keep your name out of my mouth? That's so
I'm turning off my video
violent.
Until we record.
Are you
tell me when we're live.
Kidding me? He turned his video off.
I don't want to have you see me until it's absolutely necessary for the work.
This is barely work and we are recording.
Hey, pleasure to be here, Jat.
Jat?
Or whatever.
What the fuck are you doing today? Jat.
I'm just... Is that... Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
Jack and Matt.
Here's a story about Jat and Diat.
What was that, like, old YouTube? It was, like, Michael Cera, Reggie Watts, like, channel. It was very close to Jat. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never Jat. Heard of that.
Never mind.
No, you're wrong.
It was like
to
a comedy thing. Now I have to look for it.
You're not gonna find it. In fact, you're not gonna find Jat
like,
shit.
So...
There
nice.
Was. What's that?
It was
nice.
No, I'm getting antagonistic for a second. I don't think you should have said that, Marika. If we could just
Me?
Kind of give notes in the middle of the show, because
no, we can't.
Because now we've gone into this spiral where suddenly I'm angry. And it's coming. It's affecting the product.
You don't have to be. First of all, like there's no reason for you to get angry. Also, I found what I was talking about, and it was Jash. So
oh, Jash. Oh, I love Jash. Do you think that the members of Jash got a lot of gash?
Probably not. I don't know.
You made Amir cry.
Amir's crying for that.
I don't want to have to think about Sarah Silverman and. That word.
All right. So does Jash stand for like, is that an acronym for their names? Jat,
no.
Ash, Sarah, obviously Silverman, and then Hansel?
Hansel, Gretel, Hansel. Sarah Silverman, and Jonah Hill.
What about Hansen and Greta Titelman? So it'll be like, what?
Interesting.
So it'll be like a music comedy tour, and it's like the Hanson reunion joint, and then Greta opens for them.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, sounds great.
Johnny, how's your love life? Have you had that post-quarantine fling
thing. You don't have to answer that question. And you shouldn't definitely not ask that question.
I feel like
every time another employee in a public forum in front of other people.
It's absolutely your prerogative, Johnny, but don't let a mirror influence whether you're not going to answer.
I just want to say that I feel like every time I'm on this show, that's the one question you bring up. It's never how is your family? Nothing like that.
I don't care.
Am I having sex?
Are you having sex?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Bomb drop sound effect or no?
God.
Then what do you want to talk about, Villa? Your fucking dad? How is he? How's Mr. Villa?
He's doing fine. He's doing very well. And I'm glad you asked, finally.
He's chilling like a villa.
There was a post on the Reddit that was like, it's always what's that, and it's never how's that, or like, never mind. Absolutely fucked it. But similar. We have to keep that.
Well, now we do.
It really sounds like Jeff and Marty, but I know it's not.
It does. Should we record our own version?
We really
should. It sounds like you do. You use it from the episode that you started saying it, but it's not, right?
It's not. Yeah. I think Marty really nails the airiness of it. It's so funny to me. I don't know why. Saying sheesh, but not really hitting that last sh.
It's so funny to me.
Niche.
The one thing that's hard about growing this show is that it's a little niche. Johnny, what else is new, man? I mean, you've been working at the company.
So the applause break did nothing.
What's that?
It wasn't the beginning of a new segment. It was like it almost interrupted the flow of the conversation. You went out of your way to play it. It got played, and then you just went right back into it as if nothing happened.
This is it, man. This is the thank God it's Friday vibe that we've cultivated at this startup, really, because we're only about, 6 years into this scheme? And here we are on a fucking, May 28th, and we're at half birthday. Nobody said jat. And I'm wondering, Johnny, it's been a year. How have you felt within that year? What's been, let's go rose, bud, thorn, and my friend Anna just told me about this, stem. Right? So,
stem, which is like a fine part of your week,
exactly,
but ultimately
exactly
not necessary.
That. Exactly. It's a neutral, it doesn't matter, but you bring it up.
What's your rice of the week where it's like, I guess I need to put something on it, but I don't necessarily need it right now.
Johnny? So we're talking rose for this week or the entire year?
Your entire tenure so far. Let's go thorn first, rose second, bud third, stem last.
Thorn first. Let's go. So the thorn is definitely not being able to see all your wonderful, beautiful faces in person.
Kiss ass.
Okay. I was being nice to you, too.
Okay.
Now I kind of don't want to keep
going.
No,
come on.
Already being so
come
positive.
On. It's all fun and games.
So that would be the thorn. Rose is, I can finally leave the whole evil corporate lifestyle behind, and I can finally do something that I want to do. That's amazing. And Bud, looking forward to doing more stuff with y'all. I think I have
seeing
a lot
your
more
buds.
Gear. Yeah, seeing my buds, work buds, real life buds, all those buds. And STEM?
Something that just happened was maybe probably inconsequential, not worth
mentioning. I was looking at a car because my family needs a new car. I was helping them pick, and we didn't decide on a car.
That's a perfect step.
That's a good step.
I guess this is as good a time as any for the major key alert of the week.
Oh my fucking God.
Collagen protein if you have an A2 pulley strain. I injured my fingy on a...
What a specific tip. That's probably not even... good. Like, eat protein when you have your specific injury.
Why do you keep giving medical advice?
You're constantly falling apart. Why should anyone listen to you?
It's the image
You're
of
the
like a jalopy
person.
Going down the street and the wheels are coming off as it pulls in the driveway.
And you come out of the car and you're like, hot tip, when crossing a yellow light, kiss the roof.
You're fucking funny, Blumenfeld. Have you considered doing it professionally? It's a joke, man. Come on.
Keep talking.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, let me know when I'm back on.
Oh my fucking God. We are recording. We're recording. He turned his video off again. This is worse than when he used to just leave 20 minutes in.
And I'm back.
Word of the week. Holy shit. Word of the week.
What?
I'm.
No way.
What? Amir has gotten the word of the week like 3 weeks in a row.
I know. And the craziest part is that he's the richest of the four of us. And yeah, you keep getting like a bow.
We don't know that.
Your Patreon thing, man. It's simple math. You can't have a pay-per-view service like that shows you how many patrons you have. I know how much the subscription price is. I know how much Patreon takes. I can calculate how much money you make on a monthly basis. I don't know what Marika's salary is. I don't know what Johnny's salary is. I barely know what I make.
That's right, you don't.
No, but I know yours. Exactly. I know yours. I got your number.
All right.
I got you pegged.
But to quantify the, like, you don't know what's going on like with Johnny and his side gigs.
A month, you got to assume Patreon because you're part of the creator thing. What, they take 20%? So you're left with, let's do the math here, actually.
I'd love to hear about Johnny's side gigs, though.
1,000 for the year. Divide that by 2, obviously. So that's 1,000, right? That's it, give or take. And then Uncle Sam's probably taking, what, 40%?
Yeah, so, like, in terms of, like, side gigs that I'm, like, thinking about, I'm, like, I bought, like, a new, like, camera.
That's a lot.
I'm kind of going to use to film new stuff. I've been working on stuff like last year, 2 years ago. So now it's time to like really hone in those skills again.
Investments.
I've taken a break being at home.
You have investments like, too.
Investments?
I'm in Amir.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, see, we were trying to kind of divert the conversation because it was very uncomfortable for all of us. You talking about how much Amir
makes.
Delving
in. Yeah. For the finances.
Yeah. The Binances is what I'm wondering.
Still photos or?
Still have money in Binance or BNB?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in crypto, not necessarily Binance, but yeah, it's been fun. It's cool. Play around there.
Damn, what kind of- Daniel.
Great. I think that's the first time Amir's ever been saddened by a damn Daniel drop.
No, I like it. I still like it. That and sheesh will get me every time. And a daddy chill. A well-timed daddy chill.
A well-timed daddy chill.
Sorry, Johnny. That was not on me, but I will take the fall for
it
that.
It was. 100%. 1,000%. Doing calculations like that over interesting conversation is all your fault. Totally is.
All right, so what game show do you have next for us, Jeff?
It's so hard to tell if he's finding the song or if he's just being obstinately silent.
Have you guys played Name That Song?
Name Maybe. That Tune.
Name That Tune, yeah. Name That Song, let's call it. Where basically, you know, you play a segment of a song and then the first person to guess it wins.
Sure.
Right, yeah. So we did have like an issue with like the whole copyright thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I fear that this will get flagged once again, probably even multiple times now.
And that was my exact thought process, Johnny. So I adjusted the game and I adjusted it for that exact reason. We're going to play Name That Strong.
Yep, there it is.
Oh.
We're going to play Name That Strong. So I'm going to play a clip of a celebrity Strong, somebody with the last name Strong. And you have to tell me which person it is based on the media that I play. Are we all set?
Sounds good. Okay.
All right, here we go. Just yell it. You don't have to buzz in. This is all for cash, by the way. This is $50 for every right answer, $1,000 owed to me for every wrong answer.
No. So I wanted different. To be an heiress, and I did it. Yay, me.
London.
Brenda Strong. Brenda
Strong.
That
Salt. That was a test. That was a test, and you absolutely failed. The correct
what
answer was,
mean?
That's not a Strong. That's actually a song.
Oh,
and the game isn't
God.
Named That Song, is it?
I guess not.
I was so on top of that.
$1,000 to me whenever you're ready.
It's not, for sure.
You guys got to stay up on your toes, all right? I'm trying to make these a little bit more different. I'm trying to make it so that you're not expecting what I'm throwing at you. That was a test. Marika failed. Let that be an example, not only to you, Johnny, and to you, Amir, but to the listeners.
Okay.
Ears open, eyes wide. Go through life with the curiosity of a child. Here we go.
Went down to the most luxurious place on earth, Mar-a-Lago.
And we have to say who said that?
Yes.
And
what celebrity strong?
Their last
Cecily
name is
Strong. Strong.
That's absolutely correct. Marika redeems herself. She's not quite breaking even because you still owe me $950. Here we go. number three.
People are dying.
Do you need to hear that one again?
Can we have any context? Because I do really want to guess.
Okay, I'll give you more.
There's no working group coming to the rescue. There's nobody else hidden away on some other floor. There is just us. And we are failing. We're spending billions of dollars.
Your hint is that this is not his most recognizable role.
We are still no closer.
Is it Mark Strong?
Holy shit!
They attack.
You know what?
He's British. So rude to do.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got my ass with that one. I'll give you 950. You earned your money back with that because of that was a hard one. Here we go.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Right?
Is the artist there a somebody named Strong, or like, can we just say that's a song, whereas the other ones are quotes from somebody named Strong?
It's a song by a celebrity Strong, right?
I really don't know. Like, I can't keep up with the rules of the game as they constantly change.
Daddy,
I think you should give it. I think you should give him that's a song.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. But cheap shot, just so you know, that was Barrett Strong. Last one. All right, this one's...
I hope. Yeah. Last one, I hope.
I'm having a great time.
I don't know if Lee Daniels had a conversation with Monique about it that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. I know that Lee and I were partners on this project, and we discussed Monique once very briefly. So, I mean, we both think she's incredibly talented and genius, but we didn't think she was right for the part. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, I'm not saying she's not telling the truth. There may have been some conversation I don't know about.
Yeah.
Never mind.
As far as the conversation.
We don't know. We don't have it. Stop fucking playing this clip. It's so long. It's not jogging a memory. Johnny and I probably have never even heard of this person. The last one was somebody named Mark Strong. That's not a big deal to
us. Also, you should have done Jeremy Strong.
Damn it. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I racked my brains of celebrities strong so much that I did Barrett. Also, this last one was Danny Strong, who played he played Doyle on Gilmore Girls, and now he's the creator of Empire. You know what?
I was really banking on a Lance Armstrong.
That's good.
Maybe like a biking
a
clip.
One.
Or Ryder Strong.
Kind of trying to throw
did you say
us
Ryder
off.
Strong, yeah. Amir? I almost did Ryder
yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, you almost did, but you didn't. You did Danny Strong, who nobody's heard of.
I didn't think anybody fucking know Ryder Strong.
Of course I know Ryder Strong.
From Boy Meets World?
Exactly, Sean Hunter.
I actually almost did a whole...
Yeah, you almost did a lot of good Strong.
And he did not. And you still did Brenda Song.
That was a test.
In first.
That was
and
a
I
test,
hated
Brownlee. All right, let's move on.
Yes. Oh,
everything's right in the world.
No.
That was Name That Strong. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I feel like this is going well so far.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, Jeff is...
Usually there's like a song during this part, like that.
So abruptly.
I thought that was on purpose.
Yeah, same.
Good news, everyone.
That's a good one. Good news, everybody.
Okay.
You can't tell what's an error and what's meant in earnest. Was any of that
I'm
on purpose?
Floundering, but some of it was on purpose, some of it was a mistake. This okay. is a segment called editorializing. Right? Something okay. I kind of know a lot about.
Why? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Why do you know a lot? You're not famous for that. That's what the context of your voice said. Like, yeah, something I know a lot about, editorializing. You're not known for that.
I'm not known for anything.
Exactly.
I am known for this. Because if sometimes okay. you say something confidently enough, people just assume that you're right to have it
right.
be that way.
Right. Yeah.
To do.
Yeah. Okay. So what's this fucking segment, man? Jesus Christ.
I was reading the New York Times like I do every morning.
Okay.
You're getting and rightfully receiving nothing from us yet.
Yeah.
I always notice that the opinion section has some of the worst headlines ever.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought I could do is I'm going to read off some headlines from various news sources' opinion section, but I'm also going to toss in some fake ones that I wrote. And I'm going to see if you guys can parse through, get them right, or get them wrong. Mm-hmm. Got okay. it?
Cool.
Johnny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this seems like a fun segment.
All right.
Look at that, a compliment.
Yeah.
Amir, are just you ready? Or right. are you going to keep checking your email? There's nothing important.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Like, you have to fucking prepare yourself for this. Let's hear it. Go.
Mmm. Tastes like America.
Real.
Real.
Correct. That was an article in the New York Times today about regional summer sweet treats to eat.
That's the editorial?
Well, no, that's a real headline. No. I'm just saying that's kind of crazy.
That's an opinion?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Redondo Iglesias for Los Angeles DA.
Yeah.
That's
a picture of a ham company you sent us the other day.
Really?
Yep. You said new name alert, then you sent us a picture of the ham as if your new name was Redondo Iglesias.
All right, here we go. The economy is a hot air balloon headed for the Arctic.
Real.
I'd say real too.
I wrote that one. There's so many headlines that are just like somebody trying to come up with a clever way to say the economy's going south. But it's always going south. Even when it's good, it's bad to have, to hold. Something borrowed, aka debt. Something blue. Me right now. Farts. All right. Krugman wonks out. The greenback rules. So what?
This is a fucking poem you wrote.
Inspired by Jack Kerouac.
That one's also about jerking off.
I'm going to go real.
That one is a real headline in the New York Times opinion section. Probably about something real. I just don't know what it's about, but it sounds silly to have.
Yeah.
A love letter to Stroop Waffles.
Fake.
Correct. That
absolutely
was
fake.
That one was me. A 1 in a million Tarzan tree swing busted knee infection.
Fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you.
That's a real headline
no way.
From the LA Times op-ed section today.
Busted knee infection?
I think, I didn't read the full article, but I'm pretty sure a kid was in a Tarzan tree swing, busted his knee, and it got infected, and that made headlines for some reason.
Why are these in the opinion?
I don't know. All right. Forget tuna and potatoes. You can make anything salad.
Fake.
True. Real.
No. I wrote that one. All right. Bullseye. Why Target's next move should be darts.
Fake.
No way that's real.
Yeah. Amir was right. I wrote that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah,
Nobody thinks that Target should make darts. And let alone not their next big move.
Do you remember? I think it was actually the first Jeffrey the Dumbass. We made a joke about how I thought jeans were darts.
I remember that.
So fucking
the opposite.
Dumb.
Darts.
I think there's also a joke later in the show where I lost my virginity to a dart. And you're like, which way?
Oh, good stuff.
All right.
I lost my virginity to a dart. That seems like something you would tweet.
I should tweet it and see if people remember it. All right. Get ready for $5 gasoline if you live in California or not.
For real?
It's, yeah.
Correct. That's a Wall Street Journal op-ed.
Headline.
Americans are paying at the pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a real headline. There's no twist there.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Who do you guys think is the dorkiest ass at HeadGum?
Like, whose butt is the dorkiest? Or, like, look at that dorky ass guy.
The second one, yeah.
Pyle's the dorkiest guy.
Mm. Yeah.
He's, like, into robotics and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's rich of it.
Yeah. You keep thinking or saying that people are rich. You don't know anything.
He has stock in Vimeo, and Vimeo just got a $10 billion public evaluation. Valuation. Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for someone else's finances, but what you said wasn't true. Also, even if it were, it doesn't mean you can't be a dork.
All right. Very good. You're coming for the jugular today. I like the energy, but careful because I'm fragile.
Why do you like the energy?
What's that?
Nothing.
I think it's Claire. Is that fair to say?
No, it's not fair to say.
Yeah, she's not even here.
Is that fair slaughter to say?
What?
Nothing. I've been trying to get her on the show. But she has a bunch of stuff to
do. Today's her last day at HeadGum, so it's probably not going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's been announced.
Literally. Yeah, like, she's today. Like basically in 17 minutes. It's like you timed it at the worst possible time.
This is a fucking disaster.
It's crazy.
You crying?
No, Jesus. It's just laughably bad since the last segment ended. Like, you guys are giving me jat.
Well, you asked us a question and then said no to both of our answers.
Yeah. Also, a mean-spirited question. Like, we gave you more than you deserved because it was kind of a nasty question.
I know.
And then you started speaking about somebody's finances.
Yeah, I know.
And Claire, who's leaving HeadGum, and whether she's, quote, dorky.
I know. Like, it's all just get it.
Yeah, you made your point.
Plugs or whatever. What are you guys working on?
Already?
No. Well, if you guys have another idea, we burned through our segments because you guys didn't wax at all.
When you laugh at the thing that you say,
I don't laugh at what I say. I laugh at your reactions. Three faces, because you guys are all experiencing the same thing. I'm the only one who's experiencing something different. It's three faces in a traffic light, like vertical setup, just staring at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? All of you guys are like,
what did he say?
So charming.
Nobody thought that. That was so forced. Father, chill.
Anybody else put a picture of Ashley Tisdale in a picture frame and that was my first kiss?
You say anybody else? Yeah. And that was my first kiss.
Johnny, what about you? Weekend plans?
Weekend plans? Mm-hmm. Looking at more apartments again.
Oh, yeah. When
it's
been
a whole whirlwind.
Is it looking good? Are you going to move in June or something or July?
Yeah, definitely planning on moving in June. But there's always some bullshit, for lack of a better term, coming up. And it's making everything a lot harder. So whoever's been preying on my downfall, it's working.
He says, with a,
it's a great day for the haters.
That's a really good caption for your moving pick.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn, what are you looking at? Greenpoint?
Nah. Manhattan, Lower East Side.
Nice. Holy shit.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's where Marika wishes she could live.
Sorry, Marika, you were saying.
No, I like where I live.
And keep my name out of your mouth, too, while you're
We're recording.
It. Okay. Hey. And we're back.
You just did the Fonz. Johnny, you know where you should try and live on the Lower East Side?
Where at?
I think it's Broome Street.
Why?
He just wanted to name, I guess, a street that he thought could be on the Lower East Side.
Ludlow.
Ludlow's nice. Ludlow Coffee Supply.
I've never been there, but Ludlow is where the Velvet Underground used to live. And there's also a Soho House down there.
Great place to live, Johnny. You heard it here.
So because a band used to live there, that's where I should live?
Yeah, and also a Soho House.
John Cale and Lou Reed used to put musical ideas together in a loft on Ludlow.
You're a loser. Sorry, it's been like so long I have to say it. I didn't even think I was saying it when it just came out of me like a cough. Like, yeah, you're a fucking loser, man. Talking about like living next to a Soho House and shit. You don't know anything. You're a house of cards, man. A wafer boy. Upon the slightest inspection, nothing you say carries weight. Yeah, your entire personality is not. I'm sorry, but
you're not.
I had to
you're
say
smiling.
It before the weekend.
I had to say it before the weekend.
I needed you to know that before Memorial Day.
That was your self-induced timeline?
Yeah, like I didn't want you to have that day of reflection without knowing that about you.
Holy shit. It's all finally come out.
I feel like a weight's, like my back doesn't hurt. I feel like I can stand up tall again. I'm proud to be here now that you know you're not good. God, thank you.
That definitely seems like the lights are back in Amir's eyes. Like he really feels ready to record this.
It looks like I feel like I'm stretching for the first time
ever. He can
ever.
Reach for the stars.
Yeah.
He's a light little boy. He looks 10 years younger.
I feel like we have to end it here and leave the show and other people next weekend with this energy. Either they're sad of it, like me, or they're on top of the fucking world for what they just heard, like Amir. And that's the day. He's dabbing.
Damn, Daniel.
You remember the dip dab?
Yeah.
Oh, the dip dab.
You put a fry in your mouth, ketchup on your arm, and you dip it and dab.
That was like a big, that was like, we were like, we need so many followers on our Instagram to do it.
If we get to 10,000, I will do it. Okay.
So.
Now you, I think you the also worst thing is that you have ketchup it. On your elbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was the double dip dab. I remember what that would have been.
It was two elbows, two sauces, mix some mayo and a ketchup. Plugs.
The BTS meal at McDonald's. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's cool.
Double dip dab. That's my plug, actually. The BTS meal. Check it out. It's pretty much McNuggets, fries, and a Coke.
You're crossing a picket line. You're crossing a picket line in Los Angeles. McDonald's workers are on strike for higher wages.
It's an interesting sauce that they added.
Your response is it's an interesting sauce to people trying to earn a living wage.
Yeah. It's like Cajun and some sort of sweet chili, and it's kind of good.
Explaining the new sauce spread to the crowd, parading
to an inflatable rat. I'm loving it as all.
Johnny, plugs. What have you been working on? Anything? How's your game?
My game?
Your board game?
Oh, yeah. So because it's only three people, it's been hard to kind of find time to just work things out together, but we're still working on it. We'll definitely talk more about it when it's a little bit more ready. But in terms of plugs, follow at Jeffrey James at Instagram. There's a nice little video of him singing on there.
Yeah,
I want to bring a call to action to.
I can't be shy about it because I posted it, but it sucks that you plugged it.
No, I thought it was good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, fun. How's the reaction been to that song that you posted?
It's sort of wolf in sheep's clothing. A lot of, you know, smiles in the comments and a lot of poison in my DMs. Marika?
Sorry about that.
No, you're not. You were part of it. You were one of the poison.
When this comes out, there will have been a new HeadGum newsletter, so subscribe to that and find it. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd at Marie Kalon. Trying to rack up some followers as per usual.
My plug is also Marika's Twitter. It's very funny. At Marie Kalon. And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We'll catch you on the flip. Diesel, come over. Dude, Diesel, get over here, man. Diesel, yeah, we're having fries.
Oh, Diesel? God. Should we leave now?
It's a stray dog.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.